God bless you. Welcome to another Sunday worship in Bride Assembly Church. Let's greet our members online, joining us online from around the world. Let them wave at us to let us know we are connected. If the online members can wave, give us a wave, okay. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Can we also wave to them? Whether we can see you or not, the Lord sees you. Okay, we are also waving. Let them also see us waving to them. Amen. God bless you. And may we be blessed richly today in the name of Jesus Christ. We enjoyed the 21 days program, I am sure. The testimonies speak for themselves from all over the world. But I just want to remind you that the baptism of the Holy Ghost has not ended. No. The door is still open. And somebody, he is still standing at the door of somebody's heart and is still knocking. And remember that you can never have enough of him. That was the feeling a songwriter had when he says, I want more of you. He said, the more I know you, the more I want to know Jesus. More. The Holy Ghost is something you can never have enough. Remember that it is only a portion of the Holy Ghost, a portion of God in you. It's just a little portion of him in you. It's only Christ that received him without measure. Because from him, he's going to give us. So the fullness had to be in him. But the rest of us is within a measure. And very interestingly, he gives you the measure within your ability. Because he said, no man can see him and live. No one. That's why those who are sensitive in the spirit, just his presence will come down, you will see the whole system will react. And blind people will think that the person is possessed with evil spirit. No, it's not everyone that is possessed. The great eternal spirit, the one that filled the whole universe, when he sits down, heaven is his throne. His leg rests on the earth, his footstool. How large a God. Hallelujah. Then he will come around you. Then mortal man will remain the same. That is why we say, if he dwells in you too, you can't remain the same. So always remember that he will give you in a measure. And see if you can contain the little measure he has given you. Then he will increase it. Then he will increase it. Then he will increase it. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So don't relax and say, I have the Holy Ghost. No. You can be better. We can always be better. So, and all I try to do with this ministry, to help us to know who this Jesus is. Because that is what is missing in Christendom. Amen. Praise the Lord. And by God's grace, he has given this ministry a teacher, and I am that teacher. And I say it, amen, boldly. Hallelujah. And I had cause to explain something to a pastor that called me. And I quickly told the pastor something. I said, I am, because he's talking about, that's Pastor Dixon in Korodu. And he was talking in line with the deep revelations God has given us and a lot of errors we are in before that he's been correcting recently through my ministry. And they already want to place me somewhere with a followership. One great senior, most senior apostle. He's now the man of the hour. I said, stop that. There's nothing like that. I know the secret. Praise the Lord. Listen, so that you will take what you hear here seriously. God does not waste the revelation. Are you hearing me? I explained this to him, and I want you to hear that explanation if you have not heard it before. Listen, there is a reason why, for instance, God used white men to bless the world, not blacks. If he's going to use a black man to bless the world, he will send him to the Western world. It is from there, whatever he has to bless the world will be transmitted to the whole world. Now, this is the reason. It's because we Africans, by nature, something is wrong, and I don't know where to place it. But the truth is that when an African man discovers anything, he will not share it with anybody. This scientific invention of medicine and all the rest, we have native doctors that know herbs for sicknesses, but they will never tell anybody where the herb is and how to get the herb. It will stay there and die with it. But Oyibo will discover it, write the name, go to pharmaceutical industry, write where you can get it, how you can prepare it, put it in the label and send it to the whole world. If God therefore wants to help the world, will he go to Africa or he will go to Igbo? That is the reason why he had to send the gospel to the Western world for the gospel to spread to the whole world. In Africa here, what are pastors doing? If they will send anybody out at all for the gospel, he is so hateful to go and make money for him. But you saw how Oyibo people, during the missionary days, how they were sending missionaries to come here, sponsor them, they were dying with malaria, dying with all the risk to come to this forest here, just to spread the gospel. No black man is doing it. We are only consumers. We are not givers. That's why our economy is what the way it is today. Now listen, I'm still saying it. Amen. Now listen, we have a message in this end time. In this end time, there are things that the bride of Jesus Christ should know. But now, those who have received the message, what are they doing with it? The reason why God gives me certain revelation is not because I am more anointed, I have a special call. No. The whole entire message world, worldwide, this is the only ministry that has a satellite 24-hour satellite television station. Hallelujah. The rest, amen. Little flock, they have something they don't want to share. Some of them don't even have signboard of to show this is a church. They don't believe in evangelism. Some of them say it's by predestination. Those who will be saved, they will see it. And all the nonsense. And the money they have, amen. The money they have, which is the chunk of it come through tithe, belongs to the pastor and the pastor alone. You will see them very rich, but the gospel is not spread anywhere. This man standing here, I want you to take me seriously, that's why I'm telling you this. This man that is standing here, amen, the Lord ministered to me 2013 to go on air like this, not because I want to advertise myself. No. Hallelujah. The time we did it, it will take only God for anybody under that condition to do that. This church was demolished. We were looking for money, both to procure the case and to bring back the structure. And here we are launching a satellite television station that will cost millions of naira every month. And from 2013 till today, 8 years, we have spent almost 600 million naira for airtime alone. Airtime alone. 60% of the income to this ministry go on evangelism. Hallelujah. And as I am speaking now, today is June 2021. And this ministry will soon be 23 years old. November, 23 years old. Praise the Lord. And this pastor that you will see now does not have his own personal house yet in Lagos. I'm still living in a rented house. I could have used that 500, 600 million to build my own house. And nobody will grumble. And nothing will happen. And nobody will even know. In fact, you will clap hand for me. Praise God. Listen, church. But where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. Hallelujah. What gives me joy is to see a convert receive the Holy Ghost, receive eternal life. What gives me joy is to see people prepared for homegoing. We have a message, church. The people should hear the message. We should do everything. Those of you who are using your finances to sponsor this ministry, you don't know the blessing you are accumulating for yourselves. All of you that have been sponsoring this ministry in any way, encouraging us, some of you in fasting and prayers, some of you give offerings, I mean real offerings. There's a sister in Gabon that every month sends 1.3, 1 point something million naira every month. My wife had to ask, which job does she do? And she's not even married. A single sister that just loves the Lord. And God led her to this channel. She decided, I will support this. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you something that the ministry you are under is a ministry ordained by God. Hallelujah. Because he has found a means of spreading the gospel, the entire message. That is why he chooses me to give me those revelations. Secondly, he also knows that if he revealed to me, I will speak it. I will even correct myself. That I am not a follow. If not, people will influence me so that I will belong. As I am now, I don't belong anywhere. Hallelujah. And I'm not looking for approval from anybody other than him who called me. Praise God. I make this comment so that you will take seriously what I am doing. I am combing the gospel to give somebody a proper picture of what salvation is. Amen. I want you to catch this picture. Because Jesus said, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? It is on the knowledge of who he is, upon that knowledge, that Jesus Christ will build his church. And building church, that is not building Bride Assembly Church. It's not building any building, not any ministry. It is the body of Christ. The revelation of who he is. And the day we catch that revelation, worshiping God will be easy. Worshiping God will be simple. God has a joker for the whole Christian world. And people are not understanding. Sometimes it will look as if Satan has defeated God. He has not. When God wants to make a point, he knows how to make the point. Suddenly, within the past decade, all of a sudden, attention has been on the prophetic. Prophet, 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 prophet. And God kept quiet. Nobody was interested in the word anymore. Everybody was anointing, miracle, signs, and wonders. People will go to the mountain and fast dry, looking for power, because they believe that except you are a prophet, no people will not come to your ministry. Then God allowed them to see that you are receiving prophecies, miracles, signs, and wonders, but your heart was lean and empty and empty. And that void, God will leave it there. And the true seed of God will soon wake up and say, look, there is still a void. I still have not gotten it. There is still something missing. And God now to redirect the mind of his people, the heart of his people, to where life is. Remember, life is in his word. This is where life is. Lift up where life is. Let me see whether you have it. Some people go carry phone now. They go carry phone up. Some people go carry phone. Now lie, they don't get Bible. They forgot their Bible. That's why. They can forget Bible, but they can never forget their phone. They can never forget their phone. Even as they sit down here now, they had alert. Is there alert? That say message is coming in. While they preach, they switch off to see. Then wait till they talk. Listen, church. Amen. And now, God has allowed the vanity of those prophetic churches to be made manifest. You are hearing all manner of scandals. You are hearing all manner of among all those ministries that their foundations are shaking. The reason God did it is, shall you people have seen that there is nothing there, so that you can come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here
in his word,
he has shown us the way.
Here in our midst, he is standing today.
Tenderly saying,
come, joyful.
From sea,
our hearts are pure, and we shall gather.
Savior with eternal
hope
in our
eternal.
And the followers of the ministry of William Branham are very angry with me. A brother from Port Harcourt, Brother Victor, I know you are here watching me now, went to a popular pastor, enter message pastor. I used to know him, 1990-91. And he's saying that he worships with me online, and the pastor is telling him, the Pastor Moses we know now is not the Pastor Moses we used to know before. He has deviated. And he's asking, tell me what he has deviated from. And he cannot. I have told them, bring your Bible and confront me. Let's confront on air. Come, if you are sure of your doctrine, bring your Bible. I am sure of my doctrine. Let's look at it. The only problem they have with me is that they are talking about, they preach William Branham, but me, let's talk about Jesus.
The King of Peace is He, the Lord of Lords, supreme through all eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus.
Say it again.
Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords, supreme through all eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more.
refuse to be an idol worshiper. And I refuse to join a cult. They are cultish, many of them. Cult. The message that God gave that man to open our eyes. They have turned it to a cult, an invasion by Satan. 1990, God gave me a revelation I didn't understand until this ministry started. Of that leprous woman at my ministration, it became attractive again. And it is talking about the entire message. And it is now attractive again. Because our eyes of understanding,
He has opened up at last. As victory is ours, who we are chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. Whose original land, the original land,
the original world.
It's what I believe.
It's what I believe.
The Son of Man.
The Son of Man is within.
Oh, yes. I will still be your bell. The original love. The original sea.
Hallelujah. I sent a clip of our evangelist that went to town. I sent it to a pastor in the entire message. He replied me. He said, Brother Moses, we have a lot to learn from you. But this another pastor that I sent it to, enter message, is just to challenge them, to tell them this is how the gospel should spread. Then in their group, they started attacking me. One of them started attacking me. He said, all the rest faced him and told him, is it everything you criticize? Even this one, we can copy, we can learn now from this one. Praise the Lord. I quickly went to that same group and I pasted a quote by William Branham. He said, every true church must have the fivefold ministry in operation. He said, every true church must have the gifts, the 9 spiritual gifts in operation. He said, if that gift, this 1 Corinthians chapter 12 gifts, is not in that church, he says something is wrong.
We are called on to adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentle days soon be over.
Glory,
hallelujah, to our God. Who's the original?
Hallelujah. Therefore, tell 4 people around you, quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. 4 people, tell 4 people around you. Amen. Can I start now? Can I start now? Do you know why? Why I read the scriptures? I can compress and just be telling you story and giving you picture. But I want you to see that these things are in the Bible. That's why I take time to read. So we shall read some scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, there is, we have been talking about the Holy Ghost. Let's look at it from another angle. Now, during the lockdown, I preached a message that I titled The Token. And I know that many of you may not have heard it during that period. You may not have because only those who were online and those who were able to go to the archives. And I promised that when we resume, I'll preach it. So I forgot. But Olumide has been reminding me. You promised you will repeat that sermon. You promised you will repeat that sermon. Okay, so I am repeating it today. Amen. Now listen. And the topic we are looking at is derived from a text I picked from Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2, verse 12 and verse 13. Now concerning Rahab and the two wise men, the spies that Joshua sent to Jericho. Now Jericho is to be destroyed. And the children of Israel will take over that land. And they heard what is happening, the whole city of Jericho, they are in fear. But there is a prostitute, a harlot, that saved those two Jews that they were looking for to kill. Hallelujah. And in verse 12, listen, that is where I pick my text from. Listen. Read it from verse 12 and verse 13.
Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness.
This is Rahab telling the two spies.
That you also show kindness unto my father's house. And give me a true token.
Give me what?
A true token.
Give me what?
A true token.
A true token. Token.
And that you save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death.
And that is where I pick my text from. That you should show her a true token. An evidence, something evidence that the evidence that you will not kill me, you will not destroy me and my father's house when you people coming here. Show me that true token. And today the topic is, I'm looking at the token, the evidence of salvation. The token, the evidence of salvation. Hallelujah. And what is a token? The token is anything serving as a visible, it must be visible, as a visible or tangible representation of a fact or a quality or a feeling. A token is an evidence. For example, you will hear statements, English grammar, I wanted to offer you a small token of my appreciation. I want to show you that I appreciate you with an evidence. That evidence that proves that I am appreciating you is the token. And it says, for instance, you also hear of, I want to show you or give you a token of my love. And when a brother and a sister engage themselves to be married, they exchange their marital vows, that is where the wedding ring comes in. The wedding ring is the token. That is a visible evidence of my love for you. I will wear your own anywhere I go so that everybody will know it's an evidence that I am married. Oh, and it reminds me of your love for me. And concerning salvation, and for every one of us, this token has three applications. Three applications. And I will rush them. You can go back and listen so that I don't break this message into two, so that I can finish them. The first one, the first application, is the token that is applied after a covenant is entered into. It is applied when a covenant is entered into by God Himself. I'm talking about the token, evidence of salvation. I'm talking about God enter covenant with man at various times, and He gave a token for it. Now in Genesis chapter 9, for instance, from verse 11 to verse 17, concerning Noah.
And I will establish my covenant with you.
Now he's entering a covenant with Noah.
Neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore by the waters of a flood.
The covenant is that God is making a covenant. He will not use water again and destroy human beings, destroy the flesh, as he did. He was telling Noah.
Neither shall there anymore be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between
Say it again.
And God said, this is the token
this
of the
is
covenant.
The token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you. For what?
Perpetual generations.
Forever and ever. Go on.
I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token
now,
of a covenant.
Now this is the token. This rainbow that we see, we call it rainbow. It is a bow. In the where? In the cloud.
And it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth.
Yes.
And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant.
This is the token of the covenant
which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth.
Now, so what is this covenant? This token, what is this token? It is something that we make God to remember his covenant.
Something visible.
And it must be visible. It will be visible both to God and to the person he has entered the covenant with.
Amen.
I want to stress that visibility of the token. Oh, the token is not assumed. The token is visible. And the token is not spiritual. It is physically seen. It's not an abstract, brother. It is tangible. I'm stressing this. See what token means so much to God. Has the condition changed? The condition that made it to destroy the world, has it changed? No. Man is even more wicked now than the time of Noah. The world has gone more wicked, more apostate than the time of Noah. But when the anger of God wants to come, the token will appear. Then God will remember his covenant and he will withdraw his anger. He will not do it anymore with water. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he went to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17 from verse 1. Read it up to verse 14. Let's read it so that it's a Bible study.
And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine,
he entered another covenant with Abraham. Go on.
The Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him,
yes.
I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee. And will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face. And
you see the covenant? I will multiply thee exceedingly. It's a covenant.
And Abraham fell on his face. And God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations.
See it?
Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham.
Even change his name.
But thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful. And I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their
and
God.
And that is the land Palestinians are fighting the children of Abraham up till now, Israel.
And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed
you
after thee.
You must keep this covenant. Go on.
Thou and thy seed after thee in their generations.
Yes.
This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised.
Listen, and this is where the token is.
And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin. And it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and
the
you.
The evidence of the covenant between me and you. The thing that when I see physically, anybody see physically, then will remember the covenant that I have with you. It is the token. What is the token? The circumcision of your foreskin. Go on.
And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you.
Yes.
Every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed, he that is born in the house and he that is bought with thy money must needs be circumcised.
Uh-huh.
And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant.
Uh-huh.
And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant.
Okay. So he entered a covenant with Abraham. He swore to bless him, make him a father of nations, make him fruitful, give him a land that is flowing with milk and honey. But evidence of this covenant, let's have a token. Something that when I see, I will remember the covenant. It is the token. With Abraham, circumcise the foreskin. Both you and everybody in your house. Anybody that will come under this covenant, male child, must be circumcised. And anyone that refuses to circumcise, he has broken the covenant, and you know the effects. And that is enough. This promise, this covenant is enough for David to stand before a Goliath. I make reference to that covenant. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He had a token to show. Therefore, he's not afraid of any giant. He had a token to show. And that token is visible. Then we go to Rahab again, where we pick our text from. Chapter 2, Joshua. From verse 10 to verse 21. So that you just catch the picture, what the token was.
For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you.
Joshua chapter 2 verse 10.
When ye came out of Egypt.
Yes.
And what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites.
Uh-huh.
That were on the other side Jordan.
This is Rahab telling them. See, telling the spies. We know how you people, the exploit people have been doing since you left Egypt.
Uh-huh. That were on the other side Jordan. Sion and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath.
Somebody, something is going to happen around you that unbelievers will know that you are serving a living God. Oh, certain. That is the benefit of the covenant. Yes?
Now, therefore, I pray you,
Swear
unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house. And give me a true token.
A true token, yes.
And that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered, our life for yours, if you utter not this our business.
See the covenant they are entering into now?
And it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee.
That is the covenant they are entering with her.
Then she led them down by a cord through the window.
Uh-huh.
For her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall.
Uh-huh.
And she said unto them, go you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you.
Uh-huh.
And hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned.
Uh-huh.
And afterward may ye go your way.
Uh-huh.
And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine
oath. Now listen very well now, we will be blameless. So we will be blameless of this oath to which thou hast made us to swear. Verse 18.
Behold, when we come into the land,
listen now.
Thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread.
This red thread here, this red cloth here, you will bind it where?
In the window which thou didst let us down by.
This same window that you brought us down through, hang this red thread there.
And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the streets, his blood shall be upon his head. And we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be within the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him.
Uh-huh.
And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thy oaths.
If you reveal this secret and they catch us, they finish us, then the covenant cannot stand.
Which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line.
She did it exactly. That thread, scarlet colored thread she hung by that window, is the token. The only reason that they will not destroy that house when they come to Jericho is if they see that token. It must be visible.
Hallelujah.
It must be seen. It is not an abstract. It is when they see it that they will know we have a covenant with this house. This house cannot be destroyed. And anybody that is inside the house. Another example is Exodus chapter 12. From verse 12.
For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night.
Now he told them, oh glory be to God. Before we come to verse 12, we know the story. That is the last plague that is to plague Egypt. The death of the firstborn of every man, including animals. The firstborn. But this is what you will do. Hallelujah. You are to take a lamb and slaughter it and apply the blood in the lintels and the doorposts of the house where that firstborn child is. Okay, go ahead.
For I will pass through the land of Egypt.
This is what will happen.
And we smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
Yes.
Both man and beast.
Yes.
And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
Now note verse 13.
And the blood shall be to you for a token.
Again.
And the blood shall be to you for a token.
Again.
And the blood shall be to you for a token.
For a token where?
Upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But I want you to note something. The plague is going to come upon Egypt. Every family, there will be weeping and crying. Listen. It is the firstborn that the death was after. Secondborn, he not concern him. Lastborn, he not concern him. I preach a message, I think I titled The Attitude of the Firstborn. What do you think will be the attitude of the firstborn? Throughout that day, will he sleep? So that you'll understand why he said, watch and pray.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Those that the thing did not concern, they are not bothered. Death is coming. Hallelujah. The firstborn is the strength of the family. Hallelujah. The firstborn is the point of interest. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you may not know that in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, Jesus is referred to as our Passover. That is a type. He said even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us to pass over from Egypt to the promised land. The lamb that was slain as the Passover, for the Passover feast, Christ fulfills it before us. But now watch who we are so that you will understand how that blood is applied. In Hebrew chapter 12 from verse 22 to 24, when you come to Christ.
But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living
when
God.
When you come to Christ.
the heavenly Jerusalem,
the heavenly Jerusalem,
and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn.
Again, where do you come to when you come to Christ?
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect.
Go on.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling.
So this blood of Jesus is to be sprinkled also somewhere. And it is to be sprinkled by the firstborn. And the church of Jesus Christ is the church of the firstborn. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, amen. If you are part of the body of Christ, then you are that firstborn. And we are not to be destroyed. Destruction is coming upon this world. But God has decided that he will save the firstborn. His own firstborn. But the lamb must be slain. And that lamb was provided by God himself. Oh, because he's the head of the family. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He has to provide the lamb. And the blood is to be applied by the firstborn. But this time, amen, in Israel, it was applied and everybody will see it physical. Physical. The blood is applied there. And I'm sure, hallelujah, when you talk about the wise virgin that had extra oil, you will understand now. I believe the firstborn will have extra blood. So that if for anything, one renegade second born will go and then clean it. Whether na joke or na by hatred or he won't kill me. Oh, because I watch, if he clean, I'll cut it and apply again. You must have extra oil. Because you never can tell what will happen. Hallelujah. The firstborn had no rest. It is only the firstborn that vigil means something to him. It is only the firstborn that watches to make sure that the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, has nothing to accuse him of. It is only the firstborn, hallelujah, that is watchful. He is watchful. What is he watching out for? He's watching his spiritual graph. How am I faring spiritually? I hope I'm still on fire. Am I backsliding? Let him not come against me unawares. But when I see the blood, he said, I will pass over you. And judgment is coming upon this world. Whether we like it or not, whether they believe it or not, even you listening to me, whether you believe it or not, if you like, say it is an abstract. If you like, whatever you call it. Because the religions of the world all make claims to this same heaven we are talking about. But I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that made the claim. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to this world. Oh, glory be to God. No man coming to the Father, except by me. He is the only one that made the boast. I have power to lay down my life and I have power to take it up again. Hey, glory be to God. He is the only one that said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh a sign. But this is the only sign that will be given to you. The sign of Jonah. As Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, so shall the Son of Man be under the earth. Oh, glory be to God. It will be a sign for you to know who I am. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He's the only one that made that boast. He's the only one that said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Hallelujah. He is the only one that boasts that he is the bread of life that cometh from heaven. Hallelujah. That man we eat and live forever. He's the only one that boasted, if you see me, you see my Father. He's the only one that bear the name Emmanuel. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who do men say I am? That songwriter says, and who do you say I am?
And whence do you say I came?
Oh,
do you know the Father?
And can you tell his name? In Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead, don't you see?
Hey.
Jesus is the great I am.
Oh.
And the Lord of Lords is he.
Hallelujah. I have told you, this revelation you have of that name Jesus, if you have it, you will not use it anyhow. Reserve it so that you will enjoy the power in that name. That is the only name that is given that is a name above every other name. It is only that name you mention, every knee bows. Even in heaven, when you call that name in heaven, on earth, even beneath the earth, every knee bows. Tell me any other God you know on earth that that name of that God has this power. Why will you joke with that name? You use it for exclamation. You hit your foot on the ground and say, Jesus. It's because you don't know the power in that name. You don't even know what that name is, so you don't give it the appropriate reverence. Jesus is the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus is the name of my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Them that know their God, they will be bold. You'll be bold. When that possessed young girl say, leave me, must I serve your God? Here, she was talking here. I was conducting deliverance on her. She said, leave me. Is it by force? She said, is it by force to serve your God? She said, I have my God. Leave me to serve my God. Leave me to go. I want to go. Leave me to go. I don't even know why I came here. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I told her to stand up. Let's know which God is stronger. And I made a boast, and the whole world was hearing me, and all of you who were in the service that day. I said, let this confirm. Church, a time will come for a Mount Carmel showdown. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All these fake prophets. All these fake anointing calling the name of Jesus. People will soon know that there is the original Jesus and there is another Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I say, a time is going to come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there was a Moses that went to Pharaoh's palace and told Pharaoh, the God of creation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sent me to tell you to let his people go and worship him. Oh, glory be to God. In the palace of Pharaoh, there were magicians. Two of them, their names were Jannes and Jambres. Oh, glory be to God. The great prophet Jannes and prophet Jambres. Mighty miracle signs and wonders ministers. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Pharaoh said, show me evidence that your God has showed you. Christianity has an evidential faith. Christianity is not in words. He did not come to us with empty words of wisdom, motivational speaking, but he came with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Oh, hallelujah. The kingdom of God is not in words only. The kingdom of God is in power. You say you are preaching the word. The Bible says that they preach the word, and God confirmed the word they are preaching with signs and wonders. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Magicians. I came here 2013 when this church was demolished. I said, every magician in Egypt, I said, the snake of Moses will soon swallow your snakes. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. These signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them. Hallelujah. Not me. Them. Are they here? Are they here? These signs shall follow them that believe. Them. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What are you waiting for? Is somebody hearing me? What are you waiting for? He's here in our midst. The evidence is, stand up. If you cannot stand up before, now stand up. Check it now. You could not move before. Stand up. Check it now. Check it now. You cannot walk. Stand up and walk. You cannot see. Let that eye open. You are in bondage. Be loose. Let that demon leave you. Let that demon leave you. I say, claim it. The evidence of his presence is your testimony. The evidence of your presence. You cannot be bondage. Financial bondage. Family bondage. Delay. He cannot be your portion again. He cannot be your portion again. We are called unto adoption. Full authority and power.
Sleeping sense will wake and
claim it, claim it.
For translation,
claim it.
Yes, we are
anointed. We are
inspired.
Oh, by your God. Original Christianity.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the original.
The original.
Let me claim it.
Original.
There are people almost everywhere
who are all of the lame.
We are the bride.
We are the bride.
We are the bride.
Which plays a man and flee.
It is body with him
now.
Glory
to his name.
Oh, I'm so glad.
What is the evidence?
I am one of them.
I'm so glad that
I can say I'm one of them.
Yes, I'm so glad.
Then we are gathered in the upper room. Baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Power.
Oh, now what he did for them that day, he will do. He will do it now. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say. Are you one of us?
One of them.
I am one of them.
I'm so glad that
I can say I'm one of them.
I'm so glad
that I can say I am one of them, sight.
One of them.
I am one of them.
I'm so glad.
Hey, I'm so glad I can say.
One of them.
They say we don't go to school.
Though these people may not learn it, no boast of what we think. They have all received their Pentecost, baptizing Jesus' name. And I tell you no more far or wide, his body is yet the same. I'm so glad I can say.
Hallelujah. I am one of them.
I am one of them.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad. So glad. Oh, yes.
One of them. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say.